I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
And this is the perfect topic. We're going to talk about pets right now because it appears different generations see their pets differently. They actually did some research on this. And, you know, the newest generations are less likely to want to have children. That is a big issue with America and a lot of countries because they're afraid the population is going to start to shrink.
Yeah.
And our entire financial system is built on a Ponzi scheme that has to have more people coming in at the bottom than are at the top. But we'll avoid the political stuff right now. But here's the thing. They say that because of this, a lot of the younger generations like Gen Z and even some degree millennials – see, instead of having kids, they see their pets as their kids.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, boomers consider pets to be companions or pretty much a pet. A dog or a cat is considered a pet. But 48% or almost half of Gen Z considers themselves pet parents, and they see no difference between caring for a pet and an actual human child. Now, that's probably because they haven't had a child yet, because you think that until you get a child and you realize there's a lot more work in a child than a pet.
Yeah, you can't leave the child home on the weekend when you take off.
Exactly.
With a litter box.
Or just have the neighbors check in on your kid. But then I guess it's Gen Z are the ones who consider themselves pet parents. Millennials are the generation most likely to consider pets to be siblings, brothers, or sisters.
Okay.
That's how I kind of treat our dogs and my kids. Yeah. I was like, I'll tell my daughter, hey, don't treat your brother like that. And I'm talking about one of the dogs.
I'll do that with the boys and Otis. Yep.
Yep. And then people don't consider their pets to be coworkers, but in the survey, 50% of people who worked in pet-friendly workplaces said they liked their coworkers' pets more than they actually liked their coworkers. And I wouldn't say that about you, Stacy, but bringing your cats in today has been fun.
It is nice to have animals around. And I think that's right, because if you... I'd much prefer animals over people.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Honestly, most dogs are better than most people, and even a lot of cats. Not all cats, but some cats. I like Harry. He's very friendly.
Harry is Harry.
Yes, he's that too. One thing they all agreed on is 98% of pet owners said the pets make their lives better. And that is so true. You know, they've done research when you're given a pet, when you're petting your pet or whenever you're scratching it, it lowers your blood pressure.
Right.
You've got a guest right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a cat ninja.
Cat ninja.
You know what?
Harry likes that spot.
You know, he likes a little cubby hole over here.
He does, yeah.
No, you said you have how many, 7 cats now?
7. I think animals are good because you have a companion, and especially for single people, and you already had Daisy, and she's come and gone, and she brought enjoyment into your life,
yes.
Cato.
That was my daughter, my baby girl.
There you go.
For people that are single, I think that they should have a pet, whether it's a goldfish, a cat, a dog, because it'll keep them from being selfish.
Okay.
Because you have to care for somebody else.
I don't know if a goldfish does that or not.
And do you still need to put the flakes in there to feed them?
Whoa, no. I had fish. I got rid of them because high maintenance. You got to clean out the aquarium.
Yeah, it gets dirty.
It gets nasty. You got the algae all over. There was so much algae, I couldn't even see the fish.
I hope you adopted them out.
No, they die eventually.
Because you didn't clean the tank.
The way Hawk treats them.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that the different generations see them differently as pets, companions, or they also see them as brothers or sisters or as children. Mm-hmm. But Gen Z is the ones who actually see them as children more than anyone else. And it's hard to remember. I guess Gen Z is probably coming into their, 18 to 24 range, give or take. Because Gen Alpha is, I guess, what has happened. Is those the youngest ones now? I thought you had all this information.
I don't even label them. I'm just trying to tell them their ages.
You know, I mean, it's obviously boomers is the oldest. Then you got Gen X. Then you got millennials. Then you got Gen Z. And then Alpha. So they range in children ages.
Gen Z typically between 97 and 2012 is when they were born.
Born, okay.
Then you got Beta.
Not yet.
Okay.
I think Alpha is the latest one.
I don't know what's after Beta.
That Omega.
Cinco.
Well, Delta's in there somewhere. Okay.
But you know what's always made me sad is you'll see usually, well, you'll have a family that with no kids that have pets and they treat them like this. They're babies. Then they have babies and their pets kind of get pushed aside.
Yeah. Now, see, we didn't do
and
that.
And it's sad for the pet because, you know, he was number one and now he's number two. And
we couldn't do that because they were brothers and sisters with our kids. So they still got treated pretty darn good.
I'm just saying.
I mean, we got pictures with our dog Dermot back in the day. He's laying right next to the infant baby, you know, guarding. He was a guardian for those kids.
Well, that's the dog's personality, too.
Yeah.
So you trusted your dog to do that. I mean, there's some breeds that you have to just be a little bit careful. You have to introduce them and all
right.
that.
Right. Well, our dog was a Pomeranian. He wasn't much bigger than the baby.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I made the boy sniff the dog's bottom and
there
stuff like that.
That's
yeah.
right. That's the order it goes in.
And I let him sniff theirs.
I think you did that wrong.
Got to be fair.
Yeah.
Got to be fair with all the kids.
If you're going to have a dog, kids.
Okay, what's the number to DSS?
Like I got that. I don't have kids.
Well, here is Tom Papa, the comedian, talking about your pets like your kids.
My wife is becoming one of those weird pet people. Like anytime someone would tell a story about their kid doing something like scoring a goal in soccer, my wife would chime in, "Oh, that's like Gracie when she bats the ball down the hallway." Shut up. Pet people are very aggressive now. Have you noticed that? Pet people, very, very mean. If you don't like pets, they think you're like a Nazi or something. You don't like pets? You're so mean. How can you not like pets? You're so mean. Really, I'm mean. I'm not the one keeping a wild animal hostage in my apartment. No, but he loves me. Really. Open the door. See how much he loves you as he's hightailing it to Pennsylvania.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, you know what? Do you argue with your girl a lot? Or how about Stacy? Do you and John argue a lot? Because I can help him out this morning.
Well, actually, over the years, he's learned to just say, okay.
Yeah.
So it's now not there's worth not it. A lot of argument.
Okay.
Bless
do you
heart.
Do the silent treatment?
Yeah. No, because okay. I like to be vocal.
Okay.
I mean, if I have an opportunity to get really mad and yell, I'll do it.
Well, this may help the fellas today. I have ways to win every argument with your girl. Okay. So it says change the subject. That's always good. If you start to notice that she's getting a little heated, you might want to say something. Oh, I forgot to tell you. You know what? Tim at work, they had their baby. Or, you know, Sally got fired at work. And you just change the subject to some kind of gossipy thing. And it might distract them a little bit. You deflect.
I'd say it's worth a try, but I wouldn't bank on it every time.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I bought a new car today.
Okay. That's a new fight you just started.
Yes.
Okay. How to win a... argument with your girl, they say compliment her during the argument. Would that? I mean, it might be a little trite. You know, you might say, "Oh, you're so cute when you're angry."
That
oh,
is
God, you're so dumb.
Condescending.
Yes, to compliment, say you look so pretty right now in the middle of an argument.
Yeah.
That
okay.
no.
This
you
is
get slapped then.
By guys that got beat up.
Not all of them. I mean, it's for you to judge. You can use any of these tactics if you want to. They say do something out of character right in the middle of the fight just to also deflect. It's like you might stop, drop, and roll or, you know, do a somersault. Just throw things off. Change it up a little bit.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Well, it is from you. But I saw
Stacy, really.
Stacy's like,
Actually, if there was an argument going on and then all of a sudden John just, like, did a cartwheel.
Yeah.
And then, like, have you just hit insanity? What's going on here? No, I think that would work.
He said a somersault. Unless you're an Olympic training.
Well, we're just thinking of something off the cuff here. It's like, you know, do something silly.
Yeah.
Just,
and try to somersault would stop the fight.
It'd stop everything. Going to the hospital.
You know what? Break it down in a little twerk. It might be fun. Why are you arguing?
These are written by divorced people.
You're very harsh.
I'm not harsh. Yeah. I'm telling you this.
You're not lighthearted, though. I'm like, if you're always out to win the argument.
I'm not out to win an argument. You I'm just listening to someone like a moron talking about doing somersaults
See,
in the middle of a fight.
He has to call names right there. That's
now,
the last
but
straw.
Now
I thought you knew.
Now you're supposed to do a somersault, Hawk.
Yeah, okay. Let me stop, drop, and roll here.
To end this conversation.
You want me twerk, Tom?
I want to see you do the somersault.
I'll back it up. That's what I'll do. Make her laugh, they say. If you know any like small thing that always makes her laugh, that's a way to kind of don't tickle her because that won't work, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
It's like, I'm going to get you. Tickle, tickle, tickle. They say another thing you can do to win every argument with your girl, refuse to argue. You say, you know what? I'm not going to argue about this.
I will tell you, that is one of the things that annoys me most if there is an argument going on, and John's better at this than I am, and he remains calm.
Uh-huh.
The more calm he is, hotter I get, like, mad. And I'm like, give me something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, because you want them to engage.
Yes.
You want to have some kind of passion. And they say, if you can stay calm in any way, you win.
I just realized I'm the problem.
Okay, and then they say, last two things you can do to win every argument with a girl, slow dance with her. Just, you know what, grab her.
I don't know.
She's got to be, you know, that kind of girl. You got to know your woman there.
Yeah, you know, you're being harsh.
Grab her, and you're in the kitchen, you're fighting over something, you're like, you know, start the slow dance.
That works two ways. Yeah. Like, slow dance, you could be like, okay, let's end this argument. Or starting the slow dance, you're like, oh, crap, what do I have to do next?
Oh.
So you're just like, is this going to lead somewhere that really we don't need to do right now?
Okay. That's TMI, but thank you.
Your fights are really a lot better than mine.
Right. And final thing to win every argument with your girl, they say, bring her a glass of wine. Just pause right there and say, I'll be right back.
I don't know. She might throw it on you.
Yeah.
What if you just say, you want to go to the mall?
Okay. I don't know about that, but that glass of wine could lead to something else, too. You never know.
That's true. If John walked up to me and said, do you want to go shopping at Ross Dress for Less or something, I'd be like, yeah, let's go. Okay. All right, fight's over. You buying? I'm going.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I got a story in the news, and I got to believe this guy's an only child because he certainly seems entitled. He actually posted this on the internet to try to get support. He had a roommate in college who had a fridge. He went into his roommate's fridge and stole a piece of cake that his roommate had baked.
Yeah.
He has a peanut allergy, and he didn't realize there was peanut butter in the cake, so he had an allergic reaction, had to go to the hospital and have an EpiPen applied.
Oh.
He's fine now, but he thinks his friend should have to help pay the medical bills. Because he stole a piece of cake from his fridge.
Right.
Now, he knew not to take the cake, right?
I mean, it wasn't his to take, yes.
Here's the thing, though. I've had roommates a majority of my life, and they would steal anything. My granny would make cookies in college, and I would take them, and I'd have to hide anything because they would be gone by the end of the week, even if I had two of them, because my roommate, Steve Harris, he'd steal every one of them. And I had another roommate come home from work, and he'd go, hey, somebody came in, broke in, and stole your Jimmy Dean sausage frozen biscuit out of the freezer.
Oh, man.
That would not settle right.
They didn't
with
even
me.
Try to stop the guy?
He didn't even stop.
That's not just roommates. I mean, when John's dad and brothers all come to town, I'm hiding my little Sun Chips. I'm hiding my granola bars because they will be gone.
Let's say this happened and a guy was stealing the food in the refrigerator at work and someone used peanuts in their recipe or whatever.
Not maliciously.
No.
It's just part of the recipe.
It's just part of the recipe and they put it and he stole it. Could he sue them?
I mean, I don't think so. This guy didn't sue. He just went online and asked people if they thought it should pay.
All right.
And of course, most people were telling him, no, you're crazy.
Right.
So he posted an update saying that the roommate has refused to pay anything. So now he's going to look for a new apartment. And the worst part about it is he used to be friends with this guy, but now they're not friends anymore. How entitled do you have to be to think that this is your roommate's fault that you stole a piece of cake from him?
I think criminals a lot of times think they are entitled. You've seen the ones that like fall through the roof of a store they're breaking into and sue the store and get money from it.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, there's a place, some criminals breaking in, got hurt, sued the place, won.
Wow.
I'll have to do my research to find out when that was. It was a while back, but
It's good to make up stories that people can't trace too.
Yeah, of course. Sounds good, but you know, you think if they would have been friends, You'd have known that going into the roommate situation, because I know my friends. They wouldn't steal anything out of a fridge that belonged to me without asking.
But you know what? There are some roommates, and people have roommates out there, and I've had a few myself that I weren't really close to.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I mean, because especially in college, you're like, you know, it's like, okay, we're going to save some money. But there's some people out there that's like, okay, I just need a roommate. They go online and it's looking for a roommate, and you get this person you don't have no idea how they are, and they'll, you know, complain because you put peanuts in the recipe.
That is crazy.
We had roommates like that in college, especially during summer, because we had an apartment. And so, like, a bunch of the baseball team guys would stay over the summer. And we had two of them live in our apartment with us, but I didn't know them beforehand. But they weren't bad people. They didn't steal stuff from us, or, you know, they chipped in on things. They were good guys.
Okay, all my roommates stole some kind of food or something, Little Debbie snack cake, you name it.
Now, they did have a habit of throwing firecrackers into the shower when you were in it.
That's fun.
But that was all in good fun.
Yeah.
But they did not steal stuff from us. They were decent people.
There's some apartments in Clemson I remember doing a broadcast from. It's for the students, and it's like four bedrooms that are all locked.
I think we did those too.
The counter, the cabinets, each had a lock on it. So each student got their own cabinet with a lock. Idea. I don't know how the fridge situation is, but you'd have to have something to lock up in the fridge. But
I saw this episode on the ID channel one time. It's called Deadly Roommates.
What's the ID channel? What's the ID channel?
Now you put me on the spot, and I can't think of it.
I've never heard of it.
You know? It's like suspense, like crime series ID.
You know what?
Investigation Discovery.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just thought of it.
You know, you think about this, though. Let's say some wife cooks a meal, and it's horrible. It tastes horrible. And, you know, the husband or whatever gets upset about that. It's almost the same thing. Like, you didn't do anything. You just don't like the recipe that I made. You just need to be quiet and not complain about it.
I don't know if I buy your analogy, but you're right about your conclusion. It definitely is not something he has any right to complain about.
Yeah, because she did all the work and she cooked the meal for him.
Were you at our house last night? That's why I let John cook everything, because he's a good cook.
You're not
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You eat the food, whether you like it or not. You say, can I take the rest of this into work? You put it in the fridge at work and say, please take. Somebody steal this.
I just learned something here on the show, because the past few weeks, anytime Stacy comes in, she brings muffins that she's made. She's
hot out of the oven.
Yeah, some egg quiche or whatever the other day. The reason why she brings it here is because John ain't eating it at home. It's like, you know what? I can't get rid of it at home. I'll just go ahead and bring it to work and test it out. It's like an experiment.
I promise you, I wouldn't put you through that torture. That is all store-bought.
Great.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do this one thing, and your next date might go a whole lot better. I want to see if you agree with this one. So, was your last, like, first date, kind of a dull or boring, same old, same old? Relationship experts say a lot of bad dates have this one thing in common. You didn't go into the date with a true sense of curiosity. Now, dates tend to go a lot better when you ask a lot of questions and when you're actually interested in that person and how the other person's going to answer those questions. And we tend to be less curious on dates than we used to be. And why is that? Because all the dating apps and all the information you put out there, all the social media, it's easy for someone to go find out a lot about that person before they go out on a date with them. So you got all that stuff on your profile. And they say the date will go a lot better because you have all this curiosity. You're very interested. You're trying to find out things about that person. And you've not done your homework. You know, you don't have to do homework, which is actually good for me. You just go in there and it's relaxed, kind of figuring out the next dating potential person that there.
I'm going to do my background check.
Okay, you have to do a background.
Here's the secret, Cato. Go in and ask questions you already know the answer to, so you at least look curious.
Okay. Right. It's like, why did you get that ticket in
1999? No. You say, have you ever had a ticket before? And then they're like, yeah, I got one in 1999. You're like, oh, really? What was it for? And then you'll know if they're lying or not, too.
Yeah, but you go into it, and like you already know their favorite movies, Step Brothers, and you know their pets' names and stuff like that. And there's no really icebreaker questions because you know all that stuff, and it makes the date a lot more dull and monotonous.
But life is too short. I mean, if you find out something about somebody on the first date that you didn't know, and then you've wasted a night and probably your money knowing it's not going to work out, whereas if you knew them going into it, you might not have went on the date to begin with.
Well, just don't do a deep dive is what I'm saying.
It does, but I don't agree with it because I don't think you can account for personality until you get in person with them. There's like sometimes there's a connection that someone who on paper you would never think you would be with, but when you hang out with them, you're like, I love this person.
If she says, I love the Kardashians, I sit on the front row of every Taylor Swift concert and I love reality shows. I'm like, none of that interests me, and I don't want to be around it.
That's a shame, though, because, like, my wife will watch TV shows I'll never, ever want to watch, but it doesn't mean we're not compatible. We just don't watch TV shows together.
Yeah, I like watching TV shows together.
And you know what? I have a friend like that, too, and he's like, he wants the person to be right there watching every show.
No,
and
I don't
that's the
care
way you bond.
Not like that, okay. But, you know, I like to sit down and watch a movie. Okay. I don't want to sit down and watch the Kardashians.
Well, they're just saying, you know, don't stalk the person on social media and check their LinkedIn and deep dive and find out they got a ticket in 19 whatever.
Let me tell you another thing that's wrong with your theory, Cato, based on my 20 plus years of marriage.
It's not my theory, it's how I live life.
No. It's a theory that you think that you wouldn't be able to get along with them. By the time you've been married for a while, you don't want to hang out that much together.
Okay. Well,
you're glad when she's watching Kardashians. You're like, oh, thank God.
Okay. Honestly, they say this in the experts say being curious isn't just something that applies to new relationships, Tom. They say being curious about your partner is essential whether you're on a first date or it's like the 20th year of your marriage.
Oh,
that's where I pretend like I'm paying attention when she's telling me about like her friend's brother-in-law did something and I'm like, who? But I listen close enough to be able to let it go, oh, wow, I can't believe that. Or, and she says, well, don't you think he's wrong? I'm like, yes, he's wrong.
You've got the art of picking up key words and then working off on those.
I had that as a kid in school. I would be talking and goofing off and they would ask me a question and I was able to rewind just enough to answer and it made them so mad because they thought they got me, you know. Yeah. But my wife, it works great with.
Not so much with your teacher.
I haven't had a teacher in a while.
Yeah, okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hawk surprised me not that long ago when he told me he wouldn't come over to my house to eat because he found out that we let our dogs lick the plates after we eat.
Yeah.
And he's like, even though we have a super good dishwasher that heats the temperatures up, I thought it was so odd that he would care about that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, I guess, are worried about what you put in the dishwasher. Now, when it comes to pets, I love getting kisses from my dogs, and I thought Hawk loved his dog, Otis.
Yeah.
But apparently not as much as I love my dogs.
I don't want him to lick me in the mouth or the face.
On the nose. I always get kisses on the nose.
I mean, I know what else he has licked. So.
I just try not to think about it.
Right.
Because I know the cats are out there. And
they're doing it. Yeah. It's nasty.
You know, the saliva and all that, it's just like kissing someone else. You know, they've had some gross stuff, but hey, they're not right now.
Okay.
You know, your loved one may have had a cold or sinus issue a week before, and you don't worry about that.
Well, no, but with animals, it's like they just pop up. You don't know what they were doing just moments before.
Now, you got cats. They're outside.
They're outside, inside. They're all over
but
the place.
But our dogs are mostly, I guess you could argue that. Well, I do think there's some things you shouldn't put in your dishwasher. And they say that's a funny trick you can pull is to get a brand new toilet brush and put it in your dishwasher when people come over. And then unload the dishwasher for them. But this guy really did this. It's online. It's on a video. And he walked up to his dishwasher, reached down, took off his Crocs,
and put them in his dishwasher with the plates and forks and knives.
I saw that.
And he washed his Crocs in the dishwasher.
I about gagged.
Now, to be fair, they came out really clean looking.
They did, yeah.
But I feel like that's even too far for me.
They were white Crocs, and when he put them in, they were nasty looking. And he said they did shrink some.
They shrunk?
Yeah, he said they shrunk just a little bit. But it did a superb job.
It did.
They were white.
I could see doing it if you didn't have the dishes in with it at the same time.
Well, he did have the dishes in.
I know. That's I just said that.
That's what made it so gross for me. And I'm with you.
It's hot.
Wasn't it you, though? Did you not put a carburetor in a dishwasher before to clean it?
It was an intake manifold.
Okay. All right.
That sounds nastier to me because you're probably getting oil and grease.
Yeah, but it's not biological. It's just grease.
I'm serious. I'd rather have the crock.
Oh,
dust.
Really? He might have walked into
dust.
A
croc dust.
He walked into a bathroom and got a sticky bathroom floor.
I'm putting a plate on the floor for the dog to eat off of.
That's not the bathroom of a public restroom.
Still.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's called a dishwasher.
Right.
But you can put other things in there to wash. And because it is hot water, I'm thinking right now in my mind, I wonder if I put the towels in the wash. In the dishwasher, if it would get them whiter because the water is so hot through the dishwasher.
I don't know if towels is a good choice for a dishwasher.
I'll try it. Let's see how it goes.
I don't think it's going to do it.
I saw a video where a guy cooked a fish.
In the dishwasher?
In the dishwasher.
And that's going to be a fish washer. That's going to stink afterwards.
That's what I would think.
It's a fish washer.
A whirlpool.
I like it. Yeah.
But I don't know. I see the point that it's getting hopefully sterilized. And that does depend on how good your dishwasher
True.
Is. Because some of them hook up to your house and get the hot water from your house. And sometimes they don't run long enough to even get it really hot, you know?
All right. I know you were kidding about toilet brush, but seriously. How about a toilet plunger?
You know how
gross they get.
No, I can't do that in the dishwasher.
But the dishwasher gets it all done. And then what you would have to do is you'd have to just do an empty dishwasher to get all the stuff out after that.
No, that's too far for me.
Okay.
I say put it all in there.
I wouldn't do it, but
it's a good idea.
I kind of would. Yeah.
I don't think you're going to Stacy's house to eat anytime soon either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not.
You sound like a bunch of sissies. Put it in there. It'll get clean. It gets hot.
Yeah.
Put some detergent in there. It gets hot. Cleans it off.
You know what? I even wash like underwear separately because I don't like it to be in with the towels and stuff.
He's a germ freak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's beyond normal.
That sounds like sleeping with the enemy or something like that.
It's like, get the family. All right, everybody get your panties. You got a panty washer. Panty wash time.
That's the same washer you're using for everything else.
I know.
I'm just trying to stir you up.
You see some dirty underwear, though, and you're like, you don't want that with your white towels and your washcloths and stuff.
Well, I don't wash towels with any of my clothes. I always wash towels separate.
But do you put your underwear with the towels?
No, I wash towels with towels.
Okay.
I wash underwear with jeans, shirts. I wash everything at one load.
Whites, darks, reds.
Yeah,
some people do it weird.
Pinks.
I don't care.
After you get done with the whites.
I don't use Clorox.
And the reds.
I don't use Clorox.
All right, well, apparently we got some nasty people here in the studio, and
yes,
I did not know that.
Gross.
But
I'm not going to anybody's house in here.
I know, right?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.